We were singing that. And, you know, we need faith in God. We really do. I say we need faith in God. We really do. And without the faith of God, that we have faith in God, we're not going to make it now. The Lord has been telling me and Bible, telling some of the other saints, you know, make sure that you're sure that you're sure. Amen. You got to know where you are in God. You got to know he's your father. You got to. Because if he's not your father, then you're not going to be able to stand. There's going to be things coming now that's going to be terrible. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank the Lord. I just appreciate him. Appreciate me, Deborah, because Deborah is my second child. I'll make you about my children, honey. I just got all kind of kids running around. I had a sister, and I'm going to pray, but I had a sister in the Lord that could come here and preach for us. Her daughter, who I've never met, but her name is Brittany. So I love Brittany because that's my grandbaby. So she had a little girl, so I adopted. So I got a great grandson that I never met that I sent a Christmas card to, a birthday card named Creston. He probably don't even know me. And then she don't know me, but she said, how you do, sweet? She said, oh, I'm just gonna, you know, I texted her. And then she got, I just love children, love people, love God. Amen. Father, I want to thank you for being here today. I want you to bless the service. And Lord, I felt a pull in this place today, a pull. I felt somebody pull, maybe all of us is pulling, I don't know. But I felt the pull. Praise the Lord. And I feel like you want to deliver somebody today. I believe if we can believe all things are possible, somebody going to get a healing today. Somebody going to get a miracle today. Because we are standing for the great almighty God who says, I am that I am. And you are who you are, you say you are. Praise the Lord. You've never changed. Never changed. You're still the same God. You healed back then, you'll heal here now. And so I'm asking you to do what you want to do. We give you the service today. In Jesus' holy name. God, give the Lord a big clap offering. Praise the Lord. I'm kind of like a brother Ed, me and you the same, because we ain't got no computers to put our stuff on. I'm kind of, I be dropping papers, and I said, Lord, I know I put that in there right there. I want to go to Matthew 9. It's going to be something that I think the Lord has given me, and I pray that the Lord would bless you with what he has to tell me. My thing now, where I am, is faith in God. You know, I see how things are going. I see people, a lady called us this morning that I told the children about, a couple of us discussed it. And I had Jackie to sift it through. And she was where the girl had been, and she was able to minister to her, this lady this morning. And I was doing some praying. I know you was too. Doing some praying, you know, because this is the time people will try to take you through and mess you over. But, you know, amen. But I say what my daughter told, she said, well, they come here, that's going to be the last time. Y'all didn't catch that. Amen. So I thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for meeting Brother Dwight and not Deborah. Praise the Lord. Meeting Brother Dwight, he came back and he brought some friends. Thank you for coming. Praise the Lord. You are welcome. All of you are welcome here, my father's children. Praise the Lord. Now, I feel in my heart, I can't help the way I am. I can't help it. When Jesus filled me with the Holy Ghost, he showed me the scriptures where it said, go into all the world, preach the gospel, heal the sick. And that's all been in my heart ever since I've been saved. And it worked. So I called down yesterday to some of my first saints that had got saved. I talked to Lee, and Sam was there. And she say, Maddie's got fibromyalgia. I know what she say. Is that you burn when you have fibromyalgia? Yeah. You feel like she's got fibromyalgia, whatever you call it, you know. So the enemy is trying to just work every people over if you let him. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. It's nowhere you can be for safety but Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about in a church. Church ain't going to save you. This building ain't going to save you. Being in this building ain't going to save you. But coming together as a people, when we come together, it's more in numbers. Amen. I say it's more in numbers. Amen. So when you come here, you're going to feel God, because God is here. He said, well, two or three, he would be in the midst of us. Isn't that what Jesus said? So he's here today. What a wonderful service he started this morning. What a wonderful, 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 wonderful. But that spirit of I got to go time is still there in our spirits. I watched how Joshua and them fought battles. I need my, I don't want to tell y'all to do something I don't want to do, but I can't preach with that on. I'll stand back here. I noticed that when he fought his battles, sometimes it said, I hadn't noticed this. The Lord just showed this to me. Yeah, and I've been reading the Bible since way younger, since I was 14. And he showed me how the times, you know, they would start in the morning fighting, they wouldn't end to the evening. I said it would start in the morning fighting, and sometimes it wouldn't end to the evening. Didn't catch that, Lord. The Bible says ever since John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffers, and the violent take it by force. So you ain't gonna come to church soon, and just come and think we going back. I gotta be. Forget it. God is moving by his spirit. And God is going to have a people, if he have to take a people out of these buildings and put them someplace else where they're serving. Because we cannot serve God 5-10 minutes. Be shame. You go to ball games and y'all stay there half. And if you went to bars, you stayed all night. I came from a sinner home. My parents was not saved. My mother got saved when she died, before she died. She got saved because she came to church. So Les was going to church and I'm the oldest and there you go. But Friday nights, they would start playing Pocino. I've told people that they play Pocino Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. They play, y'all don't know nothing about Pocino, do you? It's a game, a card game you play with bottle tops. Is that right, brother? You put word on. So they bought from Friday night, they friends, they love each other, woo wee, cause they was cousins and uncles and whatever. Saturday night, they learned long by long Saturday night, everybody drunk now. So they done had wine, gin, and whatever else they made in those days. And we just sit there so silly. You know, look at my heart, even then, brother. Some was in my heart. I didn't want to see people get hurt. But you know, you with everybody, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know nothing about the Lord. My mother was not saved. She sent me to my auntie, who was a holiness missionary, and that's how I got to know Jesus when I was 7 years old. And it stayed with me. But they get to fighting, money falling out their pocket, and we get to. That's mine. We picking up the change off the floor. You know, cause they fight each other, knocking each other's teeth out. I mean, just terrible. They done saw somebody in the movie do something and they trying to, you know, I mean, just, it was awful. Amen. But God in his marvelous mercy looked down and saw a child named Celeste Ardain Davis. I wasn't Davis then. I was a gardener. My husband's name was Gardner. And I didn't even know my name. I was born in a family where nobody told me my name. I was Celeste Gardner, went to school for Celeste Gardner until I was 15 years old. Then I had to get married, and they had to get my birth certificate. I found out my name was Celeste Trawick. Because in those days were just those days. They don't do like y'all do it now. You can't name your baby if you ain't married. We couldn't, they couldn't, like you pregnant now. Well, now he could put his name, if you ain't married to her, he could put his name, but you can't do that when I was, you know, if you wasn't married, you didn't get your name stuck on there, you know what I'm saying? So there I was, amen. But then, let me tell you something really funny. So I started reading my Bible, and I read that a bastard couldn't go into the house of God. It's in there. They couldn't come into the temple. And I said, oh Lord, I knew what that was. I can't go. I was a kid, you know, about 14, and I was crying. She said, what's wrong with you? I said, they say that I couldn't go into the house of God. I can't, you know, I'm just crying, you know, because I couldn't afford to go because I was a bastard. But God took this bastard. But it is a bastard. I'm not saying because I never cursed. I did a lot of other things, but the cursing wasn't one of them. Praise the Lord. But, hallelujah. Well, here she is, saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Preaching the gospel and believing that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, brother, ain't neither you coming here and thinking I ain't going to pray for you and pray for cats, because that's the way I am. And so if God tell me to lay, I didn't, what I tell you? All right, now. That's who I am. Say, that's who she is. I'm gonna go to, I told brother, I said, I guess I need you. He's no sister. Don't you ever change now. And you change, I don't know about that now. Okay, we're going to go to Matthew 9. And we're going to ask the Lord to bless it. We're going to ask the Lord to save, sanctify, fill with the Holy Ghost. Get people ready for baptism. What we got? You know what? I'm going to do something different. I feel different. I really do. I feel different now. Huh? I feel different. Kennedy needed baptizing. She wanted to be baptized. There she is back there. And I would talk to her, and she understood by that. When she, I said, you love this child? Oh, yes. I said, okay. And when she said it, it came out to her belly. I said, she said, well, I need to be baptized. So we, you know, we have to, ma'am. Yeah, have you saved? You love Jesus? Yeah, well, that's two. Look at that, brother. How about that? You know, after you, dear brother, I think we're supposed to take in the wayward people. Somebody called us today, and the first thing I thought about how wonderfully God used you through us, and I said, well, Lord, help her. Way down on Lindbergh, they call, we like the name of your church. Now, she lived way down on Lindbergh, and my church is Revival Center Fellowship. She didn't say it, but people that call say they like the name of our church. I said, how you call them way out here? You need to go down there. Well, ma'am, I need some help. And she talked about half an hour to me, and I had missed half the Sunday school. I was telling them to pray and help you praying. Jackie took the phone. She talked about half an hour to Jackie. Then we had to call down to Gwen to tell her to do something. That's why I go in here today. She said, if I do this, I can't go become the church. Amen. But I told her, I said, look, I'm going to call you again. I'm not trying to listen. I don't care what church you go to, long as you go somewhere where they're full of the Holy Ghost and teach you about Jesus. You ain't got to come to Revival Center, 2494 Hopewell Road, Winsfield, Missouri. But I want you to go somewhere where you can get some help from God. Because you're going to need God in this day. I don't care what nobody say, we're going to need God. People go to say, well, the music, and they say this and that, and they don't do this. Or if it's, they sang too long. They sang too long. Too much testifying. They do this, they do this, they do that. You better find you somewhere to get. You better find you somewhere. I'm telling you now, you just listen at this last year, find somewhere to get. Because you're going to need God in this day. I say, you're going to need him. Hallelujah. And he's great. Say he's great. He's wonderful. He's still a healer, brother. He's still a healer, brother. I don't care. Listen, I want you, oh God, I want the Lord to drive the fear out of this church and let them know that God is still the same. I want the fear gone, and I'm going to pray until you be some good Lord. We'll trust and never fear. We're God's children. The devil is a liar. I'm not saying we're not going to get sick. Hallelujah. People get sick. I've been sick. This right here, this wrist. That thing hurt me so bad last, that I ain't tell nobody down. I couldn't move it. I could not move my hand. It hurt so bad. But I said, Lord, I preach deliverance. I always have. You got to do something for me. I can't go tell somebody something and I'm not doing it and you ain't doing it for me. He said, no. And he showed me Brother Wigglesworth. Brother Wigglesworth had, what you call them things? Would me and have a gallstone or whatever you got? Kidney stone so bad he'd just be bleeding. That's Brother Wigglesworth. You ever heard of Brother Wigglesworth? Smith Wigglesworth. He would get down there and pray so the Lord brought him back to me. He said, now wait a minute now. I'm going to heal you. And he said, I'm going to heal you. I couldn't even move my fingers. And still now my fingers is kind of stiff. And I'm old, brother. I'm over 80-something. I'm old. Dur. Yeah. Old. Dur. You didn't catch that. Old. Dur. And I tell Brother Adam, I say, I really love old people. I tell people that they, I say, oh. Do you remember being 60 at your age? Go, do you remember anything? I mean, do you feel like you 60 something? You don't know. Time just goes on. You turn different ages, and you ain't knowing that you 80. You don't know. I guess the truth. That's just a number. It is just a number. Praise the Lord. Let me get up here and preach. I'm feeling like preaching today. Matthew 9. You know what I did though? I'm just going to be frank because you're my children. I don't want to preach at people. I've never wanted to preach at people. I went to a church, this brother, and this couple wasn't married. He would get up there and take the whole sermon and talk to them, and they knew that, and we knew he, and they knew he was talking to them. Now, you ain't helping nobody like that, whoever listening. You're not helping nobody like that. Jesus loved people, and I don't, you know, he will, that's okay. Matthew 8, Matthew 9, Matthew 9, and I want to go to, which was 8:28. 9:28. Amen. And this is, I'm going to preach this now. I got no revelation. I just want to preach it. Hallelujah. Okay, number, I'm going to top it with 28. I'm going to start at 27. No, I'm going to start at 26. And his fame went abroad into all that land because he had just healed somebody up there. Okay, and when Jesus departed, then two blind men followed him crying, saying, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." And when he was coming to his house, the blind men came in to him, and Jesus said unto them, listen, Jesus said unto these blind men, "Believe ye that I'm able to do this?" And he said unto us today, do we believe that God is able to do this? Okay, I got one brother, he come to the church, he said, "Sister Davis, we know God heals, but will he heal us? Don't be ridiculous, you his child. Why should he skip over you?" I stopped letting the devil do me like that. I said, shoot, I'm a child of God. You know what I'm saying? I love the Lord. You know, he gonna skip over me and they gonna heal me and no, Donald. I said, no, Donald. No, whoever else that need healing in this place. I am sick and tired of this devil messing with God's people. When he is our healer, he has not changed. He told me to tell, I can't help it. Tell the church he has not changed. And I'm not picking at nobody. Do you believe? We got to believe. Do you believe that God is able? Not God. I lay my hands on you. It's not me. My hand is there like a hose, the water, but if you don't put no water in the thing, it's no good. So we lay our hands on you. It's just us laying our hands upon you and God doing what he said he gonna do. The work that you do belong to Jesus. Thank you for Deborah for saying you want to be baptized and you've been saved. You see that? How you know she ain't saved? Okay. I misunderstood you now. Oh, my hearing getting bad. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Now, they ain't never tell me my hearing was bad, you know. By the way, I was telling the people, I went and took my crazy test. Y'all know about that. But once a year, you have to, and when you get my age, you have to take a crazy test. You know what the crazy test is? They put the clock there, and they tell you, and the way they put 10:40, or some of you ain't thinking about it, you know, you got the other 10:45, so you got to draw the lines to that, you know, and then she come and ask you, what is horse, cow, and buffalo, or whatever she want to say. You know, she'll mention those three words, and then she'll go on and do what she got to do, and you know, in about another hour, she come back, what did I tell you? What three words did I say? Well, you know, if you listen to what she's saying, but where I do, I told Brother Heaven, I said, I sang it, horse. Then buffalo, horse, buffalo, horse. So when she asked me, I said, horse thing in buffalo. She said, oh, so I went Friday for my crazy test. And my husband went with me. He said, and I could, she tell me, I don't know what time she tell me, but I get it wrong every time I go. Now I know, I've been telling time all my life, but you know, the way they word it. And so she said, Celeste, I thank you. Celeste, now that's not right. I said, oh, Lord, that's right. I said, that hand's supposed, yeah, that's right. I know the short hand goes, the minute hand. And so, you know, after she said, now do you take so-and-so? No. No, I ain't going to tell that. I'm a herbalist, by the way, but I'm not going to fuss with y'all about that. You know, you do whatever you feel God leads you to do. You know what I'm saying? But she said, well, so unless you don't, I told her, I said, you know what, Dr. Ryan, her name is Dr. Ryan. I know that you are a medical doctor. So I thank you for putting up with me. You know what I'm saying? She said, go take this. I said, no, Dr. Ryan, I can't take that. Because this is me. Say, this is me. You. Don't let people jerk you around. You do what God tell you to do. My walk with God, I've been with God long enough to know what he'll do for me. Well, she said, get your flu shot. I said, I ain't have a flu shot in my life. I'm 81. I'm not going to start now. Sorry. Nobody didn't like that. I ain't trying to be no big nobody in faith. I'm just me. So when the thing broke out, she said, Celeste, you had a, what you click that shot that helped your lungs? Come on. Pneumonia shot. She said, Celeste, please take a pneumonia shot. I looked at her. I said, okay. So I did. And nothing has touched me. And I knew why God told me to take that pneumonia shot now. Amen. We'll leave it alone. What I'm trying to tell you is, God is still God. I say, God is still God. And I want the people in this church, when they come to church, believe that God is still who he say he is. Brother Donald, we had a brother. Did you ever meet him? You know him, Leonard. Used to sit in this seat right here. He had cancer in his head. He had cancer. Come up here. Come up. Can I just let the Lord lead me? Do you believe God can God do this? Not me now. Can God do this? Sit there. Can he do this? He's able? You know he can do this? Well, I'm going to tell you how we did this. She was standing right there. And we prayed. And we'd ask God to heal this cancer. We cursed this cancer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And you put your hands upon where it was. Where's your horn? Lord, move this cancer. We curse it in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory, all the praise. Lord, let the church know you still heal. In the name of Jesus, by the power. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say to you the scripture that says, do you believe I can do this? God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, who else? Something God, I've been here, y'all know now I'm in whatever. And God, and I've been ministering for 30 some years or 40. And I've seen devils cast out. I've seen all kind of miracles. And being a woman, pray for me that I stay in the word now. Here, pray for me that I stay, that I give out what he wants me to give. But being a woman, I've been very misunderstood and very pushed aside. But I was called to minister to a church. I don't know if Bridget went with me. I don't forget. And it was a church. I ain't going to say what denomination it was. And all the ministers sit on the front row. And I could not go into the pulpit because I'm a woman. Make me no difference. I can preach right here. I like it anyway. So I preached. I don't forget what I preached. I told the sisters, I don't forget what I preached. Now, a girl came up out on drugs. High on drugs. But the Lord had just used me to cast the devil out of my son-in-law who was on drugs. So I understood. I said, oh, God, here come that devil again. That's what I said. I said, oh, God, here come. He said, I'm the same God. She walked out, came up to the thing. They brought her up here. Come up here, honey. All right, you women, come on up. It was a woman's meeting. I said, come on up here, all you women, come on. Amen. So they come. The pastor's sitting here. One of them had he must have had something wrong with his rheumatism. He had one of his legs wrapped up. And he was sitting right there, two or three other ministers, you know. So when she came up, God cast that devil out of her. Go into the bathroom, she would throw it all up. I noticed it because they throw up. When they, you know, these are the ones I deal with. And she throwed up. She come back shouting. Never forget this. The guy said, he said, pray for me, sister. Pray for me. He got in there. I didn't want no woman in. Pray for me. Put your hand right here. Yeah. Pray for me. I said, okay. But like, you know, I'm so used to the men. That, you know, I said, okay. So I just prayed for him. You know, just like I pray for anybody. Pray for anybody. Because they don't, what they don't know, it's not me. It's not you. It's not her. It's not him. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. But hallelujah. But the Holy Ghost, he said, you shall receive power. He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has fallen upon you. And I had sisters up. I just crazy enough to believe it. So my statehood has not changed nothing but a little. And I ain't gonna tell you that you ain't your business. But anyway, he said, do you believe it? He said, okay, according to your faith of what you believe, be it unto you. And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightway charged them, don't tell nobody. Now ain't that something? Ain't that something? Amen. And they went out, behold, they brought him a dumb man, and there's no one that came to Jesus. Y'all read your Bible every day? Start reading in John, Matthew, where Jesus healed. He never turned nobody away. Nobody. Okay, I wanted the 29th. Okay, and then I want to read. Okay, go to Isaiah 53. Brother went to that. These scriptures we know by memory. We quote them by memory. Isaiah 53. The brother know where he am going. 53 and 5. And this is Isaiah. And know this. I'm not trying to talk about nobody. I'm not, Sister Linda, I'm not even trying to say, but you know, I'm not trying to do anything, but let us know God is still the same because he did it for me. But let me tell you something. We are who we are. And we have to go, we have to go. You let God be your judge. You know what I mean? But the apostles preached healing. They preached deliverance. They went out and they healed the sick. Read it. When Jesus sent the 12 out, they went out and they healed the sick, cast out devils, and they couldn't cast out some of them devils. But they healed and they did what Jesus did. They copied off of him. He gave them power to help the people. Now, my personal thing, what I really believe, but I could probably take the Bible and explain. When a person got something that nobody can do, a disease that they know they got, and then somebody come and touch them and deliver them, if they are just a fool if they don't find out who done it. If Jesus, they tell, if I'm preaching Jesus and Jesus heal you, you gonna tell me you ain't gonna say, who is this Jesus? I just believe that's what it's for. It's a witness. Then people will say, well, goodness, you know, Jesus healed me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's people I've read where they had testimonies where God healed them. They was like maybe from a different Indians or something like this. And when Jesus healed them, they had to find out who this Jesus was. Because Buddha can't heal nobody. I said, and none of them other gods can heal anybody. Buddha can't save nobody. Buddha can't touch nobody's mind. Hallelujah, where it was all messed up and change them. Buddha can't do that. You go to Buddha, you probably find his bone. You can't find nothing laying where Jesus was. Because he's alive. He's alive forevermore. He's still in, he's in this church today. And he came here today. Because two or three of us was here today. And he's in this place. And I believe he's going to heal. I believe he's going to deliver because that's what he came for. He loves his people. God love. We got to stop saying God loves. Well, what in the world? Praise the Lord. You're doing, you have babies. I'm telling you, girl, when Christmas comes, I want a tea tattoo. I saw it on TV. We ain't got no money to buy you no T-Tot the tooth. Brother, look, I need to borrow some money. I got to buy my children some T-Tot the tooth. Don't tell me you do anything for your children. Ain't nothing they ask you for that you don't break your neck trying to get it done. Or who you think you are? You're better than God. You God's child. You ask him, I don't care what you ask him. You can ask him for anything. Then he say, you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Give sense enough to believe that. Be crazy. Have crazy faith, I call it. Believe what he said. If he did it for one, he'll do it for somebody else. You know, you say, Daddy, can I have it? Well, you bought him one. You did this for that one. Do that. Do that. Do one of them things. You know, that's what humans do. Praise him. Am I getting to, oh good, I'm getting to you. He will do anything. Just so happened, my sister back there, the one, they stay because they've been with me for 30 years. 25, raised them in the Lord. This been, they just call me mama now because they've been with me so long. And we saw God move. We did. But God told me, say, I'm coming back to my people as they come back to me. And to see the church where it is, we're going back to Jesus. We repented. He told us one Sunday to repent. And he told us the next Sunday something else. He kept telling, we have to repent and go back. I want the old time religion. I don't want this new stuff. I don't like it. Sorry. I like the old time religion. I like you coming in and singing a hymn every now and then. I ain't got to have all that junk. You know, I can sing a hymn and be just as happy. But if it's amazing grace blows me away. And hallelujah just puts me under. Y'all want to see my house soprano voice, boy? I don't have a house soprano voice. But when they sing hallelujah, I get that hallelujah that goes in between there and sing the in-between stuff to make it harmonize. I love it. And God seemed to love it too. Look what he did today. Look what he did. We sung beautiful, just beautiful songs. Right? And some of y'all was mad with it. But you sung and you had to sing because everybody was singing. And you look nutty if you didn't open your mouth and pretend you were saying something. So everybody was marveling if you weren't singing. You marveling something. I love you. I want you to know that God is the same. He has not changed. Hallelujah. May the church be where the church can be a hospital. May he be, may it be, may we get back to the place. We need to go back, brother. We got to go back. And that's what has happened. The church done left. That's all. You might as well admit it. Come on now. We done left. Some done took us away. We loving something too much. Only God knows. And he said, but something done happened to the church. Well, who been to church at least 15 years? Been in the church 15 years. Who was in the church when God was really moving and healing? And it was a lady in our church. She's an old lady. And everybody would come to me. I know why now. They would find Sister Davis. Everything happening. Then let's go see Sister Davis. I know why now. She said, Sister Davis. You want to see a tea field? I said, yeah, I would like to see it if you know, just let me see it. And she opened her mouth and I seen some of the most beautiful gold I'd ever seen. God had filled her teeth. And my pastor got his tooth filled. I know he is. Come on now. God filled teeth. Now I'm getting ready to give y'all a big laugh. I'm asking God for me some teeth. I got about 10 or 15 teeth left shooting. One that split there and I can't hardly eat. I said, oh no. I said, God, you give me some teeth. No, I'm going to keep that money that I got to pay Dr. Zooty do, and I'm going to give it to somebody. And I'm going to ask God to give me some teeth. He's my father. He got gold up there. Hallelujah. When my husband told me, he said, honey, y'all get to. I said, well, I kind of got a little something from my daddy. Because he got gold streets. I said, he got pearl doors. I don't mean that you go get you no gold street. Somebody understand what I'm saying. God has everything. He's my father. He's your father. He said, many as received him, he gave them power, become the sons of God. And I believe I'm a son. I do. I believe I'm just a crazy. I just go in the ass. So just, God, give me some teeth. Amen. Now y'all sit there and wait till I get my teeth now. Good. I said, Lord, I want some teeth. Why not? Oops. So when I seen the lady Phil, you know, I was in the bathroom that night. I was looking in my mouth. You know how you, when you get around, you dream. And I dreamed God had filled this teeth here with diamonds. I was up in the... God can do anything. And you know, the church gonna be excited when they see God move and do the things that he used to do. You know, unless you're gonna, I don't told y'all, you ain't know you talking about blah, blah, because you know it's the truth. Unless you get some dance teams and some other stuff to entertain them. And I'm not gonna entertain anybody. If anybody get entertained in this church, it's gonna be through the Holy Ghost. It's gonna be through the healing power of God. It's gonna be for you running down the aisle, trolling on the floor, climbing up the walls. Where are the people climbing? That man was on that fan. Did you see that truth? That's where I came from, brother. I came from tent meetings where they climbed up tent poles. The Holy Ghost gets so happy in there, they would climb up the tent pole. And the preacher would say, oh, they're climbing up the tent pole. That's where I came from. I'm going to see it again. Because I'm going, I don't know about you. I said, Lord, I'm headed back. I got to go back, Lord. Hallelujah. I love them building houses. Now, I love on TV building people building houses. I love to see people building houses. But I look, I said, dog, it took them an hour to build that house. Fix that house. That's too much time, Lord. I said, oh God, I got to put that down. Well, as I love that. I ain't talking about you. You do what you want to. I know what you, you got to spend time with God. I said, you got to spend time with God. And the saints used to spend time. They used to have shut-ins for weeks. On weekends we'd be in. What do you think? And then we saw God move. God really truly moved. Because God will move if you move. And we got to move, saints. We got to move. We got to put down the things we think we like. And move and get it out the way. Because if something's wrong, we can't blame nobody. It ain't them people, it's us. You can't blame them. Don't blame the people. Because the people ain't done nothing but looking for you to be more than to talk. Honestly, more than talk. Amen. Amen. Like brother said, and we should be out to looking, making sure. I told him about some, you know, this coronavirus, and I got old. I live in a neighborhood where older people live. I think the youngest person in my is about 70 something. The rest of them 80, 85, 90. In a little subdivision. What I live in, y'all? What is them thing? Townhouse. There ain't no townhouse. A villa. I live in a villa. It's a villa. It's a villa. It's a villa. It's big, but you know, God is good. He been so good to me, I tell you. I'm trying to say this with low. God is good to me. We had 10 children. My husband built a house over there by himself up on the hill. That they tore down. Because when the builders came through, they tore, you know, got everything going. And Ernest said, you know, I believe our house is tore. I was really sad. Yeah, they tore the house. They didn't want us to move. We'd have had to move anyway. Because this builder over here, he built everything. He built the house. It had 5 bedrooms. I had 10 kids. We had 5 bedrooms. He built it. Amen. And after then, it just went. We served the Lord. God showed him how to build. His father was a builder. He built the house. And you can't do nothing, please. I'm glad he ain't here. He put you on the roof and you turn a board. That board's supposed to be turned. Go ahead. Go on. I do it. Go on. So therefore he had to build by himself. Because nobody could ever please him. So he went out, he learned how to lay bricks. He laid bricks around. I had to break my house. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful home. Beautiful, beautiful home. And then we had to sell, and the kids, everybody sad and blah 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 blah. We the home. And so he saw this house, too big. Too big. He looked, he said, honey, I found a house that's beautiful. I said, okay. So I goes in the house and I said, wow. They know I had to do these floors and everything. I said, oh, I love this. Okay. Downstairs, upstairs, the same. Just leave that alone. I don't try to talk to them because people think you, you know, that you think you more than somebody else. No, I'm just like you. I'm just human. I'm just a human woman that loves God and know he's real. And know he got all the money and everything else. All the gold and the silver. So now I go to him. I don't expect for him to tell me no. You mean tell me you got all that gold up there? I can't have none. I'm your favorite child, foot. You know, that's what I feel about the Lord. I just love him. I said, Lord, I just, you know, and I don't ask, I can ask him anything because he told me I could. He said, if you could believe, I'd move that mountain if you couldn't believe. And that got me to know I could ask him anything. So I'm just crazy to believe that. I just believe it. I said, God, you know, I'd ask him for things. People when you, I said, yeah, he's my father. He's my father. So when I talk to people, I don't talk about no pole God. I don't know no pole God. Man got gold streets and he pole please. Nothing pole about our God. Our God is rich. Our God got everything. I said, and I taught my children that I raised up. I just believe that they got, and everyone I raised up, they got their own houses. I mean, big old houses. They got their cars because I believe that God want us to be. I taught it from the time I believe God is who he says and he wants us to believe it. Yeah. Yeah. He ourselves, read that Isaiah 53 and 5. Read it now. Read Isaiah 53 and 5 for me. It's up there. With his stripes. Now, I read that he took 39 stripes and each one of them was, you know, a stripe for each disease. I couldn't bear that out because they said, you know, that every disease is numbered under those 39 stripes. Well, whatever. I know he was wounded for my transgressions. He took my sins, my sorrows, my misunderstandings. God took everything and he's still taking. I say he's still taking. He's teaching me. He loves me. Hallelujah. And by his stripes, I am healed. I say by his stripes. I mean, I said my hands are still, you know, they still kind of, you know. But I said, Lord, you might as well come on because I'm going to be here waiting for you to do something. I'm going to wait on you. I'm going to wait because I believe it. I say, God, I believe it. I'm my body, your body gets old as you get old. Your body, it just get old. Your mind get old. I forget where I put my keys, have to call my phone. What the heck I'm doing in this room? What did I come for? And so I'm telling the elder, he said, well, good morning, Pastor, we near old, you, we having the same problem. I said, I'm thinking, now, Lord, we all having the same problem. We the same, you know, age is different. So what's the matter with these young folk? He said, they got too much on their mind just like you do. Too much on your mind. Your mind don't pick up that you laid your phone right there. When you was younger, you kind of paid attention. But now you go and lay your phone somewhere. You, where did I put that phone? Honey, you see my phone? Then you get shame. I always ask for your phone. You get shame. You know what I'm saying? Amen. So then you just call it. Call your phone. Ring. You shaking your head. You keep living. I got one too. You know, that's what my grandkids, she gave me a towel that you mash in and defines your phone. Go tee, 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 but you still need to put the device on or you gotta call it, one of the two. But we got so much, but I believe you can't put too much of God on your mind. Because the more of God you put on there, it heals it. And gives you, instead of your natural man, you got a spiritual man that hears God. And he'll tell you where you laid your phone. He'll tell you where you put your keys. And you will not be running around and say, well, I don't know where my keys are. Karana can verify. I've lost things. He just good to me. I'm just old. I've been served and I'm old and he know I love him. You know what I'm saying? So he overlooks some things. He do. When I got to that house, I lost everything, brother. I was misplacing stuff. I was shamed. I lost it. And I was, that Bible says seeking you find. So I said, I'm going to do that first now, Lord. I'm seeking. All the drawers, everything in the closet, in the drawers, you know. Then I stand still. I say, Father, you know me. I need that. Please, you know where it is. And then my eyes will say, there it is. It's been, not just one time. Not just one time. Tawana, just the other day, I put my stamps, I buy stamps by the hundreds. So I'm talking about $50 worth of stamps. So I put my, I put them stamps on top of this dresser. And I'm looking on the dresser, and it ain't there. You look at me, you get 80. I put it, I said, where's my stamps? I said, Lord, I got to mail these letters. Where's my stamps? And I don't want to tell Dad. I ain't gonna tell nobody. I was ashamed. So I went and I was looking in my bedroom now, looking in the drawers. Okay, Jackie had sent for me some address things, and they come in a packet. And I'm just looking. I said, Lord, please help me find my stamps. $50. I can't be buying it, wasting Dad's money like this. I'm at work. Outside the house. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I went in that drawer again, and he put my hand up in there, and there was my stamps. How in the heck they got in there? I don't know. I'm talking about this is, I don't remember putting my stamps in that drawer. So I decided I put them all together, Jack. I put them with what you had bought me. But I told God, I said, God, I'm older. Older. You called Moses when he was 80. I got a chance. I said, God, know me. Know my ways. And I don't do things just to be doing them, Help me. And he does. I'm telling you, he'll help you find a toothpick if you trust him. He will keep you out of danger. He will say, don't go there. Don't open that door. Don't go here. Go tomorrow. Don't drive that car. Go around this way. Don't go that way. He's just a good, good God. Y'all say that he's a good, good God. I'm telling you, he's a good, good God. And all he asked us to do is what? Believe him and trust him. Now, if we have to do something, you got to go to the doctor, go. Be one thing I believe in, be honest with yourself. Don't be saying, well, sister so-and-so, then you ain't sister so-and-so. Well, brother so-and-so say, no, it's got to be from here to here. I've been walking with God a long time. I'm older than anybody in this church, and I've been saved since I was truly saved in 1967. From 1967 to 2020, I've served the Lord. Filled the Holy Ghost when I was in 1967, and when I got baptized when I was 7. And that's another thing. When kids want to be saved, you take them up there and let them get saved. Because I was baptized when I was 7 years old. My church didn't know nothing about the Holy Spirit. They knew nothing about, but they believe in living holy. I came from a holiness church. They believe in living holy and gossiping. But they lived holy. Amen. But in my heart, I longed for something more. Somebody came in our church that had the Holy Ghost. And he was telling the lady next door to me, she owned her husband owned a pub uptown. And they didn't like her because she was a pianist, Sister Doll Harvey, I'll never forget her. She would sit up nights and nights and tell me about the Holy Ghost. She said, I fasted 3 days and night. And on the third day, she said, I had food flying around like rice. I was so hungry. She said, but then I was praying and asking God for what this is in the Bible because our church didn't teach it. And she said she prayed, she asked God, and she was down there asking God, and she began to speak in tongues. And she said, and she couldn't stop. So she went to the pastor, she said, you know, she tried to, he said, that's the devil. Now that's not crazy, Bible. That is the devil. But this devil took her through. He took her through. And everybody that wanted to be healed, you know, when somebody would be raised up like a breath, you who know A.A. Allen? Who ever heard of A.A. Allen? He was a great man of God. And I would listen to him on the radio, and I'm going to be through. I would listen to him on the radio, and a demon took me over. Sister, I know what it is to be bound. I was bound by Satan. I couldn't do nothing. I ran from here to there. I'd go down home, and they chopped cotton. I was the one that I can do figures now, just vroom, because I kept figures for the man. The weight of cotton up. And I would, you know, every time I get enough money, I'd leave because I'm running from the devil. I ran from the devil. Let me tell y'all something. don't let your kids sit down and look at all this funny Bonguli and all this mess on their TV. That stuff got power and it will come through there and your children will be bound and you don't even know why they're bound. So I tell people that because it's the truth. And so I walk home. When I walked home that night, I looked at the wolf man. This man that went to the moon to come, and he turned to a wolf. And he followed me home that night, something. Everybody was all happy, but the wolf man followed me home, or something from that film, followed me home. I must have been about 8 then, and that thing tormented me till I got 28 years old. It tormented me. I couldn't go to sleep. When I turned the light off at night, the thing would appear out, open the door, and get up and look in my face and grin with teeth hanging down. And I had a mess. Hallelujah. And I was in a, oh my God, yes. Hallelujah. It's something about the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, there's strength and power in the name of Jesus. And I didn't know nothing. I hadn't went to no holiness church. I didn't know nothing about nothing. Hallelujah. So how it happened now? So I kept listening to Brother Allen on the radio, and I couldn't, me and my husband was young, didn't have nothing, couldn't hardly hang a piece of clothes on the line. And I broke the woman's radio, it cracked. She got really mad at me, but I was a chance to keep the radio to listen to Brother Allen. And Brother Allen would be praying for people to hear, and he would come out, and the people would be screaming together, and all the church said he was a devil. He was a devil. So one night, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said one, and I had to learn for it because it was 2 years. I was bound for like 2 or 3. I was bound. And one night I got on my knees, my husband, we were poor. We had a twin bed that we both slept in. That's all we could afford. And a little wash pan, hallelujah, because we didn't have no wash. We did have we had a toilet out on the porch. What you talking about, girl? We were rich, child. Amen. That's a toilet. You remember that? Hey, you know, ain't got no face for nothing, just a toilet on the porch. We thought we had, whoopee, he was rich. So dad was oversleeping, poor little thing. And it was at night. I remember I got on my knees. I didn't want him to know. I hadn't told him nothing about it. I got on my knees. And I asked God, I said, Lord, please. I don't think I even said please. Brother Allen say, okay, if you out there and you need God, say, lay your hands on this radio. Y'all know anything about that. And I was on down, I'll never forget it. And the devil standing here said, you better not. You better not. You better not. You know, and I'm down on my knees and he's talking in this ear here. I could almost see them demons that have been tormenting me. And when I got on my knees, see, and I put my hands on that radio and Brother Allen prayed, I got in the bed and I said, did back in the Bible days when the boy fell to the ground, hallelujah, and began to pray. And I said, now I can say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now I know that he's a straight and a wonderful God. I know he's able. I know he's able. He can deliver you. Ain't no demon in hell can stand against our Savior Jesus because his name has power. And all you got to do is have his name in you and call it and they got to go in Jesus' name because there's power in the name of Jesus. And I'm going around. It was, I don't know how old I was then. And my husband, he was so young. He was about 20, you know. And he grabbed me in his arms. He said, "Oh, honey, I knew you were, but I didn't know how to help you." And I've been helped ever since. Now I got to find out about this man who his name delivered me. I want to know something about the church or what. I want to know something about this. So I started going around people that believed in what I, you know, what the Lord was putting in my heart. I started going around people like that. And they served with different. People with the Holy Ghost were different. If the guy came to our church, he was just different. Sister Harvey was different. People that had the Holy Ghost were just different. My people were good people. They healed. You know, they went, took out a sick, and they had chicken dinners and sold it for to build something on the back of the church. Yeah, sold chicken dinners. You know, and they cooked. They was good cooks. Shoot, they were good cooks. Amen. But that didn't fill my whole longing heart. That didn't fill my longing heart. So I went to church one, the Lord, I was up, after we moved here to St. Louis, so I lived in Mississippi. We moved to St. Louis up here, we was living in this house, and somebody came on there, he was talking, his name was A. Epley, and he was talking about his opening up a church, and da-da-da-da-da, and he touched my heart, and the Lord said, go there. Just so happened the man was filled with the Holy Ghost, believed in all, we took a girl, She had multiple sclerosis all her life. He prayed for her, and God just, her back just went. And so that's all I've been under all my saved life is people that could lay hands on people. And that I know the reason, you know, I know now why, because it got me to believe. All things are possible. I said, all things are possible. So I got down there, hallelujah. And this is why, Brother Ed, I don't like people messing with people when they're trying to receive the Holy Spirit. This is why. Because she got down on my face, and she was talking to me, and she said something in tongues, and I just said something, what she said. So when I repeated what she said, I feel like, you know, so when I got there, I said, I ain't got nothing. Shoot. So I told my sister, the Lord, after I said, she said, Sister Day, what's wrong with you? I said, I don't think I got the Holy Ghost. I just don't think I got him. So she started praying for me, hallelujah, and I began to speak in tongues, and I prophesied. That was it. And after then, God began to use me in dreams. I saw dreams and visions. God will use you, I'm telling you, honey. I'm telling you now, God will use anybody that want to be used. And so I stand here today, thank God for delivering me, setting me free, and I'm going to try to do the best I can for him. I'm going to try to finish out my years. So I went to my doctor, and because I don't take all these different drugs, she said, well, of course, if you don't take this, they say, you know, in 10 years, you're going to die with a stroke, or you're destined to die in the next 10 years with a stroke. What's that other one? And a heart attack or a stroke. I said, really? What's she supposed to tell me? And she looked at me, and she just laughed because she thought I'm bleeding. I said, doctor, we prayed for you when you was in. I believe she had COVID. But anyway, she thanked us for praying for her. But it's not what I believe. It's what that says. I have to believe what that say. Because that's who he is. And like you, my brother, I don't have nothing against what nobody do. They do whatever they want to. But I kind of feel like if all these people back yonder got great revival started with that King James Bible, that's the Bible for me. They didn't have all them translations and saying this mean that and that. I'm not against y'all now. Y'all do what y'all want to do. But I went to church one time and I said, what are they reading? Good Lord. I mean, they done watered this down, took this out. I'm looking, I said, I'm trying to follow them. I said, what in the world? No, just let me be me. And I don't talk against nobody. I'm just going to be me. Amen. And God gonna use you and use me, and he gonna use us to cast out devils and raise the dead and heal the sick. Hallelujah. He gonna use us. Y'all ain't shouting. Y'all be shouting. God gonna use us. I say he gonna use us. So this is the hour that Jesus is moving. God's sick of this mess. He's tired of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And what he do, what's going on now. And it's so sad because we are so used to doing what we want to do. We're a bunch of spoiled brats. You know, laying on there kicking. Don't tell me what to do. Guy got up in the line. They said, you got to put on a mask to come in here. Now look. Do you want me to say something to you, or do you want to call the manager of the store? So the manager of the store must have came in. I came on in the store. Me and Dad, we wear our mask. We went on in the store, and everybody in there had a mask but this dude. He didn't have a mask on. You know, now, it may be some people who can't put on a mask. I agree with that, because they may can't. But come on now. Half the store can't put a mask on. Everybody have breathing problems. Children, we ought to try to obey. We ought to try to do what's right. You know what I'm saying? So God bless you. I'm through. But I just want to tell you, I believe that God can do. Amen. I say he can do. Amen. And he loves you. He loves you. I don't care what the devil say. And now, listen, you get something, you go back. You know, come on. The devil, this is the day, too, you got to fight. Honest to goodness. You got to fight for what you want now. You really do. You have to fight. Amen. You whisper because you want me to pray for you. What you want? What you want, sweetheart? Prayer for help. Isn't that wonderful? She whispering. Come on. You don't know. I take people out there, honey. I check. If you don't come, I jerk you out. That's what it is. Mama, go get you. Come on, sweetheart. Come in here. I love you. Deborah, I love you. God loves you. I don't know where you've been. I did hear some things, but it doesn't matter. Because God will deliver you and has delivered you. And I want you, what you to do, stand your Bible. Y'all pray together. Read the Bible together. Become one. Do that. You know, read in the morning to this. Have a time where you can be together and read the scriptures together. You know what I'm saying? I know that Dwight is praying for you. Come in, Dwight. Stand beside her. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What did they say you having? What kind of baby? I mean, you're not pregnant. That is that illness. That the illness. What you want, honey? What do you want? A blood disorder. Something in your lungs. Get pneumonia. Okay, come on out, church. All the church stand and put your hand this way. And let's pray for Deborah. You believe? All things are possible if you believe. That's right. It is not Sister Davis. It's not him. It's not the church. The church is going to just obey God. When we pray for you, Deborah, God is going to go through your body. And you're going to feel it. Don't hold his hand because you might take him back with you. Just in case God want to lay you down. I'm not saying he will, but it's possible. Father, in Jesus' name, Deborah, I pray you would touch, raise your hands, darling, and surrender. You know what that means? You know, like when somebody says, take them up. Okay, so raise your hands and surrender to God, both of them. Father, in Jesus' name, touch this woman. Jackie, lay your hands upon her head. From the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Heal her blood. Heal, you're able. Lord, you're able. Lord, you're able. So do this, God. Do this, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you would help them to get along, because we can't say that's nothing, because I've been married 64 years Wednesday, and we still have misunderstandings, you know. So you're going to have misunderstandings, but learn how to live with one another. And practice it and I'm from the old school. I obey my husband. I'm from the, not to the sense, because he didn't, but however, I try to, you know, respect him as a man. So do that. Respect your husband as a man. You know, let him be. Don't try to be the man. You're the woman. And I'm the woman. You know, so try to be the woman, the man, okay? The woman, dirty devil, the woman. Try to be a woman. Jesus. And they don't always be right. But anyway, they don't know. You know, that's the way a woman can do, girl. I can get what you women tell you. It depends on how you are raised, and it depends on how you feel. Amen. But look for God to heal your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, to straighten your blood out, and ask him for what you want. Ask him. We'll pray with you. But honey, when you look up, you'll be healed from the top of your head down to your feet. You'll be healed. Amen. I believe it. And I'm believing with you, Deborah. And I thank God that you received Jesus. When you receive Christ. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? She want to be saved. Amen. You chose a good thing. And a wonderful Savior. He loves you so much. Go to him when you feel, whatever you feel, Deborah. Say he never try to do anything to you. Go, run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. And you stay so you can help her. Yeah, because I know that you know that you love her. So stay where you can help her. You know, don't be over her like a giant, but, you know, be over her in love. God bless you, sister. Deborah. Amen. Thank you. Anybody else need prayer? Thank you for coming, brother. You, yeah, come back. It's always open. Yeah. Watch this church grow. We have people here. People don't, Deborah called me early this morning. Deborah, my Deborah. She had to work. So, you know, they work and intertwinedly and this kind of, you know, praise the Lord. Anybody else? Amen. Also, the second, let me get this in. The second Friday is Brother Ed's Friday, always, as long as he's here at this church. He'll be ministering however he want to do, whatever he want to do on the second Friday of every month. They're so sweet to me and loving me, but they don't know that it's going to be dark soon. It's 6 o'clock. So they took away all the Fridays that we didn't have, wasn't doing really, say nothing too much. That we, you know, we had another sister that ministered on the first, and she's not here, so we took... So my son, the boy I raised, he just, I'm his mama. That's just all to it. Mama need to get out of this church before I say, L. Don't run the church by me. But he knows what's going on, so you know what I'm saying? So last night when I came to church Friday night, somebody took me home, and Jackie was playing with L. I said, I don't think they Jackie love me. Jackie, oh, Lord have mercy. And I just want to thank the Lord for my love of my children. It's really beautiful. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And I'm glad. Come back. I want you to come back. He has something that he can say, too. He do. I said, you have something to tell us, too. God's going to give you something to tell us, you know. Tell us. To tell the church. You know, we are the church. I may be Sister Day, but I'm part of the church. Amen. Okay, I'm going to tell you about the Friday. Okay, so he's going to take the Friday. I'm going to take the fourth Friday and start a Bible quiz thing or seeds of faith of ministries of that you know, like Brother Wiggleworth or somebody that I'm going to show you on last Fridays of each month. Sister David's going to do that, okay? And I don't know, Linda, shucking, she, I don't know what she's going to come up with, but she'll be coming up with something because she loves God. Father, we want to thank you. Thank you for your word. Anything that we got, Lord, let us know that you are God and there's nobody else but you. We love you, Father. So the Lord go with you. The Lord sanctify you. Make you every whit whole in the name of Jesus. God bless you, saints. Amen.